not exposed to the weather.
What kind of fences did you have?
Board fences and wire fences.
The board ones, were they the kind of?
Well, they were like this, if you didn't want to be seen. You know, the planks would go up and down like that. And
did you have a name for
our fences?
They have a pointed, come to a pointed top like that?
No, ours would just be sloped. They're stronger that way for some reason, I don't know.
Did they have any special name for that kind of fence?
I don't remember.
Was that kind of paling fence?
Yeah, paling fence, uh-huh. But that was what we had around the front yard.
Is that kind of like a picket fence, or is that different?
Well, it's just the palings, there's a space between them, mm-hmm. as wide as the pieces of wood are. Ours were that way. And then we had wire that divided the garden from the cow lot.
What kind of wire fences would you have?
Yes, plain wire. The wire was about 3.5 feet wide, you know, and you'd tack it to the post and there'd be two things of it that would go around. Put it on with things that were shaped like that, you know.
Oh, it had little barbs? Was that? Did the wire have little barbs on it?
I ought to have some pictures of it, but I don't.
So you didn't use your barbed wire fences much?
Oh no, because that barbed wire, you couldn't use barbed wire around cows and pigs and things like that because they'd tear themselves.
Use
barbed wire just to keep people out.
Yeah, I guess so. Did any of them have used rail fences? Have any rail fences around?
We didn't around our place, but I've seen rail fences out in the country.
How did they make those? How were those things shaped?
They just had the rails, you know, instead of any, they just had the posts so much apart, and then the rails would be put on them. They wouldn't be close together.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have any fences of stone or anything like that?
I don't remember any around here except the cemetery. It had that stone fence around it, all the one in town. Ever since I can remember. And they've got a stone fence around part of the new cemetery.
When you were coming up, did they raise a lot of cotton around here?
Yeah. They raised a lot of cotton. They had gins all around.
What kind of work did that usually involve? Was that
manual labor, a lot of it, all of it. Because it was operated manually, most of it. But they had those gins. The gins were fire hazards.
Oh,
really? Uh-huh. I don't know. Oh, that lint, all that lint. Oh, you couldn't smoke around it, anything like that, you know.
I guess so.
That lint was so easy to catch on fire. Down here at the Buckeye, they used to pick all that cotton seed. And then they'd sell that cotton, they'd get off of the seed. You know, they'd buy seed from the farmers. And then they'd run it through a gin and pick the rest of the cotton off of the seeds, and they'd sell that to waste. But it's used to make strings, a cord, and things like that. Cordage mills use a lot of that, and they'd sell that. They'd sell that seed to get it off the seed. And then they'd crush the seed for the oil.
Did you ever hear of a video who worked in cotton? I was talking about chopping cotton.
Well, sure. Neighbors chopped cotton all the time. Got to get the weeds out. See, when the cotton, they'd plant the cotton. And when it would get up so high, about like that, see, the niggers would go through the fields and chop the weeds out between it. Now they've got different kinds of fertilizer that I hear advertised every morning on Miles Hardy's program. It comes on 4:45 now. And